following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, it's Patrick Starr. Welcome to Say Yes to the Guest. I've invited some of my most fiercest friends who be doing the most sometimes to spill some tea on everything from how they got success, how they stay inspired, and what they do on their downtime. Girl, we're talking about things that have never been discussed before. Oh, and of course, beauty and business. Are you ready? Say Yes to the Guest starts now.
I heard you wanna check with your girl. Business and beauty, come and confess how you make your money and say yes to the guest.
Yes! Oh my gosh, you guys. Welcome to the first freaking episode of Say Yes to the Guest. Today I have a very, very, very special guest, Manny MUA. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
All right, so before we begin, everyone who's listening most likely already knows who you are, but for the two people who may not, Manny MUA is a beauty creator who came into the scene, what is now, what, like 6 years ago?
Yeah, like 6 years ago.
You're not only just a YouTube creator, but also a CEO of her own beauty brand called Lunar Beauty. It's been a while. You've been inspiring boys and girls all around the world to be their true selves with over 9 million followers to prove it. As one of the first boys in beauty, he and I grew up together. And, you know, we had a little bit of a rocky road. A little bit of that. Yeah, and we'll get into that. But welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling?
I'm shocked. Like, I'm a little, the fact that I'm even here is like shocking.
Right.
Shocking. Why? Beauty. Next palette. No, just kidding.
Well, I just want to start off by saying thank you for coming. This is just so crazy. Our mother, our manager is here, Christina Jones. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her before we began, I said, you know, when people call me a celebrity, I told her before we began, I was like, I looking back at my whole career, I had never felt more celebrity than with you. I think because of like the fans and what we created, I think that was such a pinnacle point in our career. But where do you want to start? Do you want to talk about how we reconnected? Do we go from day one?
I think that's fair.
I think we started there.
I think the people want to know what happened. We were close for a while. Yes.
And then,
you know, just like sands of time.
Like Thanos.
She said.
Yes. So what is your version? What have you told everyone at your end of the pod?
Well, behind the scenes, it's a lot worse than what it is.
I'm totally kidding.
I feel like, you know, it was just, times were so different back in the day for me. Like, I was so, like, I don't know, when it came to friendship, I felt like I was kind of manic in a weird way. Like, I felt like I had to have a lot of friends constantly to, like, be successful. I needed to have a lot of friends. I had a lot of people in my life to, like, feel like I was doing something.
Then.
Mm-hmm. And now it's like, my group is so small. I have like a couple friends and I'm like never been happier because I feel like I've really honed in and focused on like what I actually want. And that's like close friendships, not a lot of friendships. And right. I think that back in the day, I was so like finicky, if you will. Okay. Finicky is a good word.
So we were once a dynamic duo.
Yes,
and
you were.
I think, you know, I was angry. I was upset. I was confused early on. I think there was a lot going on. And then... since then, I think the first time we reconnected, was it last year at the Christian Cohen show?
That was our first like moment.
Like a bump.
That was together, bumping. That was a shock though. That really shocked me. I remember like being shook.
Let me tell you how it went. So, was like what, like 1,000 people at that show?
Yes, it was tons of people.
It was so many people at Christian Cohen. And I remember Peter goes, "Oh my God, you are sitting next to Manny." And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up." And literally, we had not talked in what, like 2 years?
Yeah, in years, I would say.
Years, yeah. Well, we've known each other in totality six, 7 years, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say seven.
Seven.
Yeah, I would say seven, for sure.
Almost eight, because it's almost 2021.
Uh-huh.
And we sat next to each other. Max Schneider was literally sitting in between us.
Uh-huh.
I was a big fan of his. And I was like, let me fucking fluff my feathers in front of this bitch that I know him from Broadway and stuff. Which actually landed like, me a spot in his music video, by the
way.
Dope.
From
that's
actually day. Really, really cool. I feel like I like don't remember. I remember like trying to like block it out of my mind.
I was asking, how's your memory? You're like, no. So should I like do you like what no, do you
I
remember?
I feel like I remember when we came up, we just said hi to each other. No, it was super cordial. Like, we kept it very professional. We weren't like...
The shutterbugs were there. They were...
Yeah, of course. I was like, here we go. Absolutely. The photographers were there. I remember you were the one that brought it up first. You're like, we should talk.
We hadn't been photographed together in so many years. Mm-hmm. And so, or in a long time, rather. And... Oh my, this is so crazy. I remember at the end of the show, I put my hand on your thigh. I'm going to paint a picture. Okay. And I said, hey, you don't remember it?
I don't remember.
You're so full of shit.
No, I swear. I remember afterwards being like, oh my gosh. And we were texting afterwards. I remember that.
Well, I texted you.
Yeah.
I think by that time, I had like healed. I think all of the DRAMA had like passed.
Yeah, totally.
And cleared the room and the air. And I think it was time for me to just like, you know, just have courage and be kind.
Totally. And just move forward, move on.
And so for me, I think it was, I remember just talking to you and I was like, hey, I just want to let you know, this is what I remember. What I want to let you know is that I still love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
We created. And then, which prompted a text, which prompted a meeting in Hollywood at Kitchen 24 between us.
And then I remember the girl that walked past and she was like,
oh, I was dead. I was dead.
And I was like,
do you remember Kitchen 24? So we had, do you remember?
I do remember Kitchen 24.
Tell you say it now.
That I do remember. We had a rendezvous, if you will. Mm-hmm. You were in your little wig. I remember the little wig. Just trying to be so incoherent. I'm like, this fucking bald
bitch. I was so scared that people were going to see us together.
I know.
The turban and people still recognize me.
No, and they still did. And so I remember we talked and we were just kind of like, talking about things that happened in the past, different things. And I apologize for, you know,
you did
my take in, you know, how things went in our relationship. Because I felt like how things ended, like I could have been handled so much better for on my end, you know? Mm-hmm. So I remember apologizing to you and just hope that you were like doing well and hopefully like we could at least mend the old relationship, at least for the sake of our old relationship too, because it was like, girl.
Right. Because we were at the Becca party together with Khloe Kardashian movie.
Yes.
And we did not say not one word. I think that was the one.
So awkward though.
Yeah, that was awkward. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was, I don't know, I was kind of like,
you were literally right behind me at one point too. And I was just like,
yeah, and I was with Chloe. Sorry.
We were talking.
And then we didn't say anything. And the irony of that, I think, was that Malika and Chloe's collab with Becca was a BFF party. And here I am fucking looking at you across the room like,
yes, like this, what the fuck?
And then Kitchen 24 happened and we, I guess, kind of like rekindled, reconnected. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to like 2020, I would say you texted me congratulations on the day that I announced my brand.
I did. Yep, I do. I remember.
What do you remember?
That I texted you saying congratulations.
Tell us. Like, that, I feel like I'm talking. Well,
no, you're not. You're doing great. No, I remember texting because I feel like I, you know, obviously owning a brand too, like it's hard. It's so scary. And it's like it was definitely my biggest like intensity when I first launched, and I felt like I want to ever always send congrats to people who like come out with their own brand. You know, I mean, I've known you for so long that I was like, I can't not text Patrick, especially since we had already rekindled. Mm-hmm. I was following you on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You weren't following me back, and I was like, this bitch is not following me back.
Really?
Yeah. And then we talked, and I was like, are you gonna follow me back yet or what, bitch? And
I don't think I followed you on anything just because.
No, of course.
I think,
well, it took a while.
It was, you know, you apologized, and I just felt. I don't know. I think it came a point like in the past, like years before this year, that I had to just like restart and start fresh. Because I think growing up bullied and gay, I was like, oh my God, it's happening all over again. And I think at that point in my life, I didn't want to allow or tolerate anything. So then I think to even take it back, I was like, I appreciated you to kick me in the ass and say, follow me back, you fucking bitch.
I was like, bitch, why aren't you following me? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that I just felt like I wanted, and I'm not even saying like I wanted it to be like what it was back in the past, because like I don't even recognize that person anymore. I don't even want that to be me anymore. I wanted it to be something different and better.
Authentic.
And I wanted to move forward in like a positive way. And I was like, well, I appreciate your art. I appreciate what you're doing online. Obviously, I'm going to follow you, especially for the fact that we were friends for so long. Right. I'm not going to like just like let that go.
Right. So to give some context for everyone listening, everyone's probably like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, for the fans and the viewers and everyone that know, you and I were once best friends. We came up. You are a mega star in my eyes. You
Stop.
No, you are. You're so sickening.
I
think it's good to throw it back now from like a day one.
Yeah,
so,
no, for sure. I think it's because like we were the type that were like literally FaceTiming while editing YouTube videos.
Oh, shut up. You remember?
I do remember that.
Yes.
Do you remember that? I remember us like doing that. Because I feel like we needed like someone in like our corner. And I felt like because, you know, 6-7 years ago, the boys in beauty thing like wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. You know? And it was so hard to get any kind of recognition from any brands or anything like that. And so I feel like because we had found each other, it was like, wow, like we're almost like a powerhouse
duo. You found me. We found each other.
I'm just kidding. Do I remember? Fame Expo. When you were watching Cross Street, I was like, hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I literally like stuck to you like glue for like a good second.
Yes, you were with Mikey at the time, you know, and I was with Jenny 69,
yes,
who's gonna be a guest, you know.
Oh,
well.
good, I love that.
And it was so serendipitous to see, and because I think at that point, like me coming to LA, I was like, you know, fuck these friends that didn't accept me as Patrick Starr, and yet I think once I found other men in makeup through the portal of social media, you being the one of all of them, I think was so, I would say bittersweet. I was like, I don't want any friends. I want to do this for myself. And then here you were, like, gum on a shoe, like, not leaving my side. But the good, the good kind.
No, for sure. And it was just like, I don't know, I feel like things happen for a reason. You know, I wholeheartedly believe that. And I think that back in the day, like, if I didn't have someone helping me and pushing me to do what I wanted to do, I wouldn't have gotten to the spot, you know? And, like, especially us both being, like, Mac alumni.
Yeah,
like that's crazy. Like we had such similar stories, especially like upbringings.
But also too, what even fucked me up even more was like our parallel situation and like our families.
Totally,
like our dads were similar.
Yes,
our moms,
both nurses,
both nurses, and then
oldest
us,
of three,
boys.
Both gay, both love makeup,
Both like headstrong. I think we found a lot of.
Similarities, different.
And trust.
Totally. 100%.
Trust, friendship, business. We also signed with Christina.
At the same time.
On my birthday. I think it was like 2000. Girl, what was it? 2013?
I don't even know.
I don't remember. But I remember we're like, do we trust this bitch or not? I don't know.
And we're still with her. That's crazy.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even in her with like sticking through us through our drama too. Like that's.
Yeah.
That's a good manager.
Yeah, that's a good mother. It's a good mother. Talk to us about like the come up and talk to us about like what was the pinnacle moment for you that you wanted to do this?
I think one of my actually it's so crazy because one of the moments for me that like really solidified like what I loved was like our meet and greet in San Francisco.
You're kidding.
I swear to God. It's like the story I always tell.
Really?
It's always the one I always talk about. People are like, oh, well, do you feel like you've contributed in some way? And I remember seeing Arnie's dad. And the like that, like I'll never forget that. It was like one of my biggest, like I felt like it was one of like a biggest accomplishment of like my life was like getting to see like the world changing like literally before my eyes. It was crazy.
I think looking back at that, like seeing the brand partnerships, seeing like I said in the beginning, like seeing all these people like react to us was just crazy. Remember,
crazy.
Remember that one time I like waved my wig out the window.
Oh my god!
Thinking like no one was gonna see it because we were snapping.
Oh, we were driving at this time.
Yeah.
The meet and greet.
No. I'm saying our hotel window.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Yes.
Now I remember.
We were
yep.
getting ready together. Mm-hmm. And that's when they would shove us in one room. We were legit like brothers because they would shove
us
in. We were like a two-for-one.
No, they literally were. I feel like that's how like – I feel like that's kind of how it happened. It was like, okay, well, we'll get the two boys for one girl. Like, that's literally what it was.
Christina.
That's literally what it was. And I feel like that's like kind of how – like it kind of had to start because like now luckily it's like – amazing, and there's so much diversity and amazingness in the platforms, but it was back not like that back in the day. But it was great.
Since we've known each other for so long, like what would you say is like different now than then? Because it's a very different girl. We got TikTok, Reels. When back in the day, I think for us it was just YouTube, Snapchat, and Instagram. And now there's like all these new things. Like,
yeah, multi-platforming is so much more intense than it used to be. Like you have to like be on everything at all times. And it's so, I feel like it's so much harder now. Like,
do you hate it? Do you love it?
I feel like I have a love-hate relationship with it. I think it's a little bit of both.
Do you hate it? Do you love it?
I love it both. Like, I love certain aspects of it, but I hate certain aspects of it too. Like, I feel like I love the connection you have with the audience. I love getting to do what I do. I still love it. Like, I still love to take care of my family. You know, the connections I've made have been amazing, but hate it in the way of like the constant competition in a way. It's like you always just kind of feel like you're competing with everyone. And it's like, girl, I'm just trying to compete with myself. But it's hard. Like in your mind, you like want to do better and you want to do the best you can do. But it's like, well, that person's doing better than me. That person's doing better than me. Like, okay, let me do better. You know? So I think that that's like one of the really shitty parts about it is like constantly comparing yourself to others. And you never feel like you're off. Mm. I'm like, girl, it's like a 25-8 job. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's hard.
What advice would you give to anybody listening to make it now, bitch? Like, I don't even have the answer.
I don't either. And I think that's the girl. I would take that advice myself. Like, how do you get millions of views on TikTok? Well, you know,
You have millions of followers on TikTok.
No, yeah, I do. It's been TikTok's fun. TikTok's fun. I was like, I do. You're right.
Did you hate it? Did you hate it though? Did you hate it though? When I saw you TikTok, I was like, I bet this bitch hates.
Well, it's because I was just like, dude, I think it's more so for me, just like another thing.
Right.
Another thing. Yeah. I already upload like twice a week on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I can't.
It's I can't. Hard. Twitter, like everything. It's so much work already that I'm like, I got another platform, huh? Mm-hmm. And Reels now on top of it. I'm like, TikTok, Reel. Mm-hmm.
Right. Ooh. Now, what's your social strategy? Like, if anyone listening out there, like, what's your 1, 2, and 3?
I think for me, what I like to do is like, I like to like set days for like actually filming content. And mm-hmm. I remember back in the day what I would kind of like run myself dry because I was like doing as much as I can like constantly throughout different days. Where now, as I feel like if I'm like block shooting and I film like Monday and Tuesday, mm-hmm. and I get as much content as I can done in those days, I still get to have like a more normal.
Well, because you have lunar
days. Because I have lunar days now.
Yeah.
Where it's like I actually have to like be smart about it because I'm like I have lab days. Mm-hmm. And so, and also like I want to have like Manny days. Like I don't want to have constant work days all the time. I want to have time off because it's like, hello, you're going to get burned out.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember back then we would like post on Fridays? You at like 2:30, me at like what 11:30, yeah. And we thought we was so good.
We thought we were so good. Look at us posting at our time.
Yeah, on Friday.
maybe that would be good for like when you're starting out. I feel like to give people like the idea of like, oh, I'm gonna always post on this
post
time.
At 6 or 9 at night for 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. So you still do that?
Mm-mm.
No. What?
I just don't like. I think it's for me. Just like things have changed so much. Like I don't focus my time as much on social media like I used to. Like I appreciate it for what it is. It's my full-time career and I love it, but I don't like, it's not my life anymore. Like,
is it because of lunar?
Yeah, but I also feel like it's just because of me in general. Like as I matured, as I've gotten older, like I don't want to focus my whole life online. Like literally, like you're living a life, but you're living it for the online. Like you can literally turn it off and it's gone. But like, what about your real life experiences? Like those
go out the door. Did this mindset transpire from
2018?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel like that's like what's changed me as like a person, like in a very big way, was that like I kind of realized that I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm like wasting away like the best years of my life. I'll never be as young as I'm in this exact moment, you know, I'll only ever get older. So I feel like it was really, really important for me to kind of refocus on like what I actually found important. Mm-hmm. And I noticed it wasn't views and it wasn't likes and it wasn't social media.
At that, because of that year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Any regrets?
Any regrets? I feel like for me, people always ask me like, do you feel like you deserved what happened to you? Like, do you deserve to get canceled?
People ask that?
Mm-hmm, all the time. All the time. And I say, absolutely not. I don't
deserve. That wasn't like, in my cards.
No, no, and I always say like, no, I don't. I didn't deserve what happened
never,
to me. I would
never, do you know when, okay, just to be completely transparent, like, I remember praying for you. And I was like, whether or not you would either hear me out as a friend. Because like when I tell you, I still to this day have so much love for you. Because I don't think I would ever have even any impact had it not been for what we had.
For us, yeah. No, yeah. 100%. I feel like the same way. Like that's how we came to be. Like that's how we became Patrick's.
And we got all these little boys like doing the thing. Like you see a little Manny or you see a little
it's so
Patrick
cute.
Out there. It's
with their little cute. With their little facial hairs and stuff like that. And I think it's really cute.
All because of your old ass, girl. It's so crazy.
Papa Manny.
Crazy.
No, 100%. I think that, you know, see, like, so I can't say like I guess I technically regret anything because I feel like living life in regret is like not living life at all. I think that you need to really appreciate the experiences that you've gone through and you look for the silver linings even through the bad. And I think that I don't regret anything, but did I deserve it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, in going through something like that publicly, I think for people that want to involve their family in their business, you're one that's to be very vocal about like you involving your family. Now, what's that like?
I mean, it's the best thing that's like ever happened. Like the fact that my parents were so amazing to leave their amazing jobs that they already had. Right. You know, to work with me, it's just like, whoa, like my mom was a nurse. She was like, she loved being a nurse. She worked so hard to be a nurse, you know? Right. My dad worked at AT&T. He was like this manager. He like ran California. And I was like, you know, them to be helping me now full time is like all I can really ask for, really. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's all they always tell me too, like, we're just so happy that we could like work with you and see you all the time. Like, and I feel like that's like a parent's dream is to like be able to be with their kids as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, but it also puts a lot of stress on me because it's like, why worry? I'm like, okay, well, what if what I have goes away? And like, does that mean it goes away for them too? So there's a lot of worry that I like put on myself, but I try not to think about it as much and just kind of look at the positive and the happiness in it because it is like the best thing ever. And I'm so close to mine, just like you are with yours. So it's like awesome. It's great. Like you get to work with freaking Peter all the time.
Yeah.
You see him all the time.
Yeah, before when I was looking over the questions and like what is like the theme of this, you know, this podcast with specifically you, I think perseverance is like a big word. Going through what you've been through in terms of growing pains and involving family, I have what's called, I've tried to practice this myself and also learn from it. I call it my emotional emergency plan when it comes to being on social media and going through shit, whether it be scandal or cancel. So I tell everyone, you either, you have to consult with your people in your industry and people in your personal life that are non-industry and then make a decision before you are impulsive.
Totally.
What was that like for your parents or like how do you deal with that now? Like,
I feel like I completely agree with that. I think that nowadays I'm just not. The thing is, I feel like back in the day, I would just kind of stick my foot in things that I didn't need to be sticking them into. And I was just kind of like,
I think it's hard for me to look at you from the outside because I think I would say we grew up together.
No, 100%. So. But I feel like for me, I just had like, I don't know. I don't know what if it, maybe it was like a chip on my shoulder. I don't know what it could have been, but it was maybe like people going through the gigs online. I would insert myself like without needing to. You know what I mean? I think that. As you get older, as you mature, you start to realize like, okay, like why am I even doing that? Like why am I even putting myself out there like that in some way that I don't need to? So I think over the like past couple of years, I've been like, oh, well, like if I don't try to spend my whole life online and live like a really good, real life, happy life, then like things are good. But from when it comes to like my family, like I talk to them, of course, like if anything's happening. I actually haven't been in drama in like the last 2 years, like which is kind of sickening.
I think so. Unlike you know, me. Like bitch.
Unlike you. You guys, when I walked in, I said, I can't believe I'm doing this with you. Like, you're the problematic one now.
Oh, my God. Advice for my rare beauty fuck up. Go ahead. Just fucking say it. Girl, advice.
Coach me. What the issue was.
The first person to actually reply to my fucking story was you. If we want to be all TLC, say yes to the guest.
I said, "You good, girl?
You going to the you literally said, "Are you good, girl?" I don't know who was next to me. I said, "I want to throw my fucking phone down. Where's my publicist?"
The thing
is, you literally had the upper fucking hand that day and said, "Thank the Lord, it ain't me. Praise Jesus."
I said, "2018, come now."
You said that term around her neck. I'm dead.
No, but
it was funny.
No, it was like the thing is like seeing people go through things now, I just feel for them in like the most intense,
really
deepest way.
Did you? So you felt for me?
I did, and I felt really bad. And I was like, dude, this really sucks. And obviously, like you made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. Like it's just like dumb how whatever it is. But you know, with how things go online, it just becomes such a bandwagon so fast, and it's like hard. It's like a hard situation,
right?
You know what I mean? And it's like. People always ask me, like, well, do you believe in cancel culture? You know, like, do you believe it? Do you think it's good? And it's like, you know, I think that people should be held accountable to the things that they do, you know, but I don't think that this bandwagon, like, they're canceled forever, can't make a comeback, aren't a good human being thing is right. You know, I think that that's the whole point of forgiveness. Like, cancel culture doesn't allow for forgiveness, right? It's like, oh, I can't forgive that person because they did that one thing. But it's like, well, that's not real. You know, it's not reality. It's not real life. You have to learn how to forgive. You have to learn how to move forward in a positive way. And I think that that's like what resilience is about.
Right. And you've been open with your anxiety. And you've been open. Like so in terms of where you look, like where do you pull out of thin air inspiration to keep going? Is it a person? Is it your inner strength? Is it your inner spirit? Is it a religion? Is like where do you get it?
I think it's a combination of so many different things. I think it's small things from here and there that you constantly have. For me, my biggest inspiration is my family. I want to do what I do because I have them, and I want to make sure I can take care of them and make sure that they're proud.
I'm trying to dig in really, really deep. Is it like thinking about your family to persevere, or is it talking to your family?
No, thinking.
Thinking about them. Knowing that they are there.
Yes.
Knowing that you have to work with them.
Well, the thing is too, for me, like I've always taken experiences that I've had online because you know, at the end of the day, we have a platform, right? We have an audience who looks up to us. And I always want to be the person that they can look up to. And it's not in vain, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that moving forward, it's all about like, okay, I've matured and I've become the person I am because of my audience. Them looking up to me has made me want to be a person that they can look up to.
Right.
So I think that when you like live life in that way, you think, you know what? I'm going to be the best version of myself moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so it's not only am I doing it for my audience, not only am I doing it for family, I'm doing it for myself too. To mm-hmm. kind of constantly grow and learn. And I do feel like I have a very resilient nature. Mm-hmm. It's the Aries in me, you know, very she's that. Fiery. And I was just like, I don't want to give up. I've never really mm-hmm. been the give up type mm-hmm. as much. I've always wanted to kind of keep it going in some way.
It just tricked me, you saying Aries, because I remember like when I like fuck with someone heavy, like I look at their horoscope and mm-hmm. then I look at the compatibility mm-hmm. and that like really, really fired me because I would look up our compatibility, Scorpio and Aries, and mm-hmm. it's just like presence in a room.
Oh my God.
This and that, pushing each other.
Scorpio energy.
I'm sorry.
It's something.
But I'm Filipino. There's something about me.
That's something, mama.
But I mean, we learned a lot together.
We did, absolutely.
What is like a fond, like standout memory of our past?
I mean, honestly, we had a lot. We had a lot of really good I loved going through Texas with benefits. That was super fun. Mm-hmm. With Stephanie and Ginger. Mm-hmm. That was really, really fun. I had a great time doing that. Mm-hmm. And also like the meet and greet, obviously, like I was talking about earlier. I don't know. There's a bunch of really fun moments that we've had. Mm-hmm.
So funny because mine, like to my left, there's a bouquet right here. It's from our wedding.
This one?
Yes.
You're lying.
I was like, can I bring it down? I literally dried
I'm
up
dead.
These fucking
from the,
roses.
The video.
Yes. From the Glam Glow house. The,
yes, I remember.
Did that. And you said, I do. And I feel like figuratively we have some sort of a divorce. And this is...
We did. This is our... This is us meeting with our attorneys.
No, it's not. We're not mediating. You need to work on your analogy.
I couldn't remember the word. I was like, what is the word?
We're just a reunion.
A reunion. Yes, a reunion.
Yeah, for the absolutely. Kids. For the kids.
For the kids, for the girls,
for the girls. Mm-hmm. Now speaking of all the girls, like you started your brand with Life's a Drag, inspired by all the drag queens. Mm-hmm. You've launched so many things.
Yes.
How old is Lunar Beauty now?
Oh my gosh, it's like 3 years old now.
3 years old.
2017.
Love it, hate it.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Love and hate it at times, of course, mm-hmm. when things go wrong. But mm-hmm. I love it. It's like my. I feel like that's like actually like my real like passion mm-hmm. as creating product and mm-hmm. like. Creating things I feel like people could really love and hone in on and, you know, making it a moment. Like, that's, like, why I like the aesthetic of my brand because it's, like, mm-hmm. I want it to be amazing from the product to the packaging. Like, I want it to be mm-hmm. an experience out mm-hmm. of this world beauty.
What's important about your brand?
You know, obviously, for my brand, too, it's obviously one size fits all.
Fuck? You are such a shady bitch. You are such...
Wait.
Do you want to know another thing really, 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 really fucking quick? Because I remember a point in time where we were not talking. Mm-hmm. And then I think we were on like a brand trip or something. And you go, hey, I got the glam. I said, this bitch watches. Yes! She spooked me. You spooked me because we had not talked.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then you said some shit under your motherfucking breath. And you said, I got the glam. I said, what? I think that was the
I remember
that was like 2017 or 2018. Mm-hmm. 2018. Mm-hmm. I had launched my first single, got the glam
yes,
with
yes,
Mac, and
yes.
I was like, this bitch really. I
remember and the thing is too. I was like, remember, like I think at the end of it too is like, I've always appreciated what you do. Always, I was a fan before we even became friends. You know,
was a fan.
The thing is not getting crazy. But no, I was a fan, and I. Was like, oh my God, this is so, the fact that you put so much work and effort into a production. And I felt like no one else does it like that. Mm. No one else. And it was so fun to watch. I was like, ooh, I don't like this bitch right now, but that was good.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, I really appreciated what it was. It was a really, really, really well done video.
Thank you.
I was like, this bitch put money into this.
I did. Who are you talking to, bitch?
I said, this baby put money into this.
I
no,
sure
it just,
did.
It, but it looked like you did. And it looked Thank like you. It was so well done. And you put your heart and soul in something. And that's why I liked about it so much. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this bitch got the glam.
Now, since we're talking about how I spend my money and put my foot in it, talk about what was it like starting your, I mean, like you, investing your brand.
Totally.
What was important to you in the money of it all?
You know, for me, like, I think it's so important, like, us as creators, like, that we need to be able to be smart with our money. Like, don't just randomly spend it on random things.
But let's be real. Like, okay, so you're investing Lunar Beauty, solely funded. And what, like anyone out there wanting to start a business, like, what would you say, what advice would you give is the most important in spending your capital?
Oh my gosh, when it comes to spending, I think that, okay, let's talk about beauty brand. Let's say in beauty, because that's like what I know. Yeah. For me, I think the most important thing was I spent on formula. That was my biggest thing, was like spending money on high ingredients, high end product, high end really, really great working
the
stuff.
The shit's good, sis, because I'm wearing the gloss.
Are you?
I'm wearing the blush.
Good. I'm wearing a brown liner, by the way.
She no, smoked not.
Yes, she
no,
is. I swear
not.
To God.
Let me ask your purposes.
My waterline like
is
this,
that
look.
Fucking true?
Right there. Is that waterline?
Is that busty brown, bitch? Point made. I actually gagged when you used my stuff in a YouTube video.
Did you? Were you shook?
We're on a group text. I was like, look at her.
Oh my
God. I was like, oh my God. No, we really appreciated it.
Oh,
it
good. Really, good. Really I'm nice. Glad. Thank I'm you. Good. No, I mean, it was good stuff. I was really, really happy.
Yeah, just to clarify, guys, we don't hate each other. We're not doing this for clout. We really respect each other. That's just
yes,
our human
no, it just,
nature.
Yes, no, absolutely.
That's just our tongue in cheek.
Yes.
For anyone not reading between the lines. Like,
yes, it's good. It's banter.
It's banter. It's banter. Libraries.
The girls are coming for the girls. No, I totally lost my train of thought.
So what's important to you, money spending formula?
For me, it's formula. And it's, for me, it's formula. Obviously, it's number one. Like, you have to have a great formula. But I also, I spend a lot of money on my own packaging. But I think that's just a personal thing. Like, I love whimsical, fun, cute stuff that I think that could be cute to, like, put up. You know, and I think for me, it was really important to have something that was different. So I think that for you, if you're starting out, like, you need to have something, like, a concept that you can really run with in the future. And, you know, make it your own.
Right. Since I'm not up in the gigs on your team with the family and the design team and everything, is there anything that you could share? Like one thing that was maybe like a mistake in terms of spending or anything? Because, girl, I have so many.
Girl, of course. Absolutely. I remember like when I first launched Life to Drag, I had like a mistake with PayPal that I had like there was a lot of transactions that didn't go through PayPal. And it was like some crazy thing where there was like literally like thousands of dollars was like not on it because like the site was on test mode. It was such a small like mistake, but it was something that we didn't realize. It cost me a lot. You know, it was a big cost. I think having a brand is just all about growing pains, really. And it's great. Growing pains are great, but they're still pains. Like they still hurt when they happen. So just make sure that the site is put together.
There's a lot that goes in the business. I think in terms of building one size, we got PD, product development. We have marketing. We have digital. What else? We have team building.
There's so many
organization. We have to train them. We have our own social media. We have our brand social media. And that's something that I'm still trying to figure out. I'm like less than 6 months old. So
I mean, it's hard. Like, especially in the beginning. Like, I think that it's just, again, it's all about pouring your passion into something. You definitely want to really focus and hone in on, like, what you are, what your brand is, you know, and it takes a while. It takes like a stride, like to like know what you want to do. Like for me, it was like, okay, so I would like to drag. It might not have aesthetically look like what I do now, but that's how I started because I wanted to start like that, you know? And now I feel like I'm getting a groove of like what my stuff looks like. And I think that as you continue to post, like get more launches out, like it's going to be like, oh, that's one size. You know, just having like honing in on your look, I guess.
I did say this and you said, yes, I'm gonna put it on the record that you would do a founder like meetup.
Oh, I did say that. Yes, I would.
And Nikita was like, bitch, if it's anyone, it's you to put all the girls
honestly,
together.
It's you.
You came to my birthday.
It's
you.
I did. Oh, yes,
that
absolutely.
Was so, I was shook.
I was also shook.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was invited to. So
of course.
You know,
thank
past,
you.
Past,
thank you. But yeah, I think it'd be really nice to learn from everyone from Patrick Ta to you, to Nikita, to me, just share and like learn as we thrive. Cause I think we're a different species in this world of beauty as far as CEOs, where we are public facing with our social media, with a platform and growing. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I think that'd be, I honestly think that would be really, really good.
Cool.
Let's get Benefit to sponsor it.
Come out.
Well,
one thing I learned too, I think in terms of like building my brand and being personal, I think is giving myself permission, like Patrick Samandak, permission to be. And what is Manny Gutierrez? You talked about this earlier, giving yourself permission to kind of like step forward, take time for yourself. Like, what's the tea?
That's like, I truly feel like what I learned the most after going through 2018 was that, like, I needed to put Manny first. And if Manny's first and Manny's happy, like, the walks of life that I have, the different hats that I wear, will be happy too. And for me, it's little things like turning off my phone or like going hanging out with my family, really? Having a movie. Yes.
Really?
Really? It's like dumb, but it's like a thing. Or like putting on airplane mode. I don't technically really turn it off. I put on like airplane mode. Mm-hmm. Going to my parents' house, like watching a movie together, just hanging out, or going to my other friend's house, or just doing things like going to the gym, going to the movies. I can't do that right now, obviously. Mm-hmm. But those are like my things that I feel like I just kind of needed
dating?
Them. I'm not dating anyone right now, but I would.
Don't
if it happened,
lie.
If it happened, I would welcome it.
I just reminisce on all the boy stories when we were shoved in a fucking queen bed together, and it would just be this.
Ooh, those Snapchat pictures you would send me. The stories I could tell.
I know that I remember. That was crazy.
Yeah, no. It's hard for me because I like to just focus on myself. I like to do my own thing, and like I like things the way that they are. So I think introducing like a new aspect like that, it's like,
after
she freaks me out a little bit.
You still have not like publicly
never had a no.
A man, that's I know. Bullshit.
I know, it's crazy.
Should we go on a dating show together? Not like each imagine. Other, but like, should we like have like Christina
the
Pitchett
bachelor.
Or something? The batch.
The gay bachelor.
The gay bachelor.
Yes. Prince Charming.
Princess.
Princess Charming, yes.
Well, for the viewers out there that may know somebody that may tickle your fancy.
Oh, right.
What do you look for in a man?
Oh my gosh, what do I look for in a man? I look for...
I mean, I thought
a people person.
Okay.
I wanted to... Like, not even people, sorry. I meant like a family person. Like someone that's really grounded with their family. Just someone that's super kind. Someone that like has their life together.
Taller than you, because you're a fucking
taller than me.
Tall bitch.
Yeah. I do like someone
still say that about you? Because I remember they would look at
all
you.
The time.
What would you mean?
All the time.
When we would do meetings together, they would go up to you and be like, "Oh my god, you're so tall."
So
they'll look at me like, "You're so
not."
Like, oh, she's not even stubby. Nonetheless,
they like so you look like a thumb.
Here we go. Can someone can a
we
channel
need to turn it off.
All of the statements, please. But so you're looking for someone taller than you, cute.
Yeah, cute. Honestly, like, I feel like
a Prince Charming,
because I have
family.
A lot to offer in a way, like when it comes to relationships. Like I feel like I'm successful in my own way. I'm a family man. I'm kind, like I'm things. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like I want someone in return that's going to help, you know, be on my level with me, or like make me want to be better, not like someone that takes away from me.
Mm-hmm. And how do you show that? Because I think I've asked, you know, pretty much everyone. I'm always interested in knowing people's love languages.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
What's mine? I think mine's affirmations.
But like words.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we became friends? I just gave it to you? Because that's mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine is definitely that.
I love
like,
you.
I, like,
you're
I,
amazing.
Yeah, I think
you're
that's
so
what
special
mine is.
To me.
Yeah.
Second is a touch. That. Spent time spent together. Services. Are you a service girl?
What service?
Like acts of service. Like, or like, hey, like I cleaned your room for you. I washed your car.
Oh, like that's sweet. I mean, that's literally never happened before. Never.
Is no that a tear? Is that a tear? Do we need lashes?
Fuck, we need lashes. Bring down some lashes. No, I think for me, it's touch as well. So I would have to be like probably affirmation and then touch as well after that.
It's so funny because I remember early on, which was so weird for me, when we would like laugh or make a joke, you would literally lean so heavy into me or punch me or something.
Oh yeah,
like,
no, I'm very that.
Your punch is a petite, may I add.
Yes, no, 100%. I feel like I'm a very physical, like handsy kind of person in general. Mm-hmm. Like already, like very huggy, very like, very that. Mm-hmm. So that's
well,
definitely
really
one of mine.
Well, really quick, just to get into the tea, what was one of the most memorable dates you've had? That you may
oh
not
my God,
have
memorable seen. Dates.
Yeah, not a YouTube one, not anything. It doesn't matter who it is.
I don't know. I haven't had a memorable date like that in like a long time. I remember the last couple dates I went on happened to me twice where like I was on a date and the guy was like, we should collab after. I swear to God. It happened to me twice.
No way.
It happened to me twice.
Wait. So you're
and they're YouTubers. They're YouTubers. And I didn't know.
What the fuck?
But they knew who I was and I had no idea.
Oh, they thought that was going to be a Patrick Starr after the day. No.
Yeah, and I remember, like, after
beauty?
That, I was really, no.
Are you traumatized?
A little bit, actually. A little bit. I think that, like, and that's, like, why even, like, I have, like, a
after,
Tinder
like,
and a Raya. It was, okay. It was after the first date that happened on. And I remember, like, even on there, like, I don't talk about me being on social media. Like, I don't want that to be part of it anymore.
You don't have, like, IG links or
No, anything. I don't. And my photos aren't glam.
I'm so hateful because on my
It's very marketing.
Shut the
I work
fuck
in marketing.
Up.
You, I swear that's what I say.
I used to do that.
I swear that. I work in social marketing.
I used to do that. Now, my pictures on my Tinder, me and Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
me and Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Me and Tyra Banks. Mm-hmm. And then one picture of me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, Patrick Star is just not easy to hide.
Totally.
Like my fat ass face in Sephora, bitch. Like the fuck? Like you look familiar.
Like you're gonna Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, for sure. And I've gotten the like you look familiars too, and I just block them right away.
No way.
Yes, I do. On Grindr, like, are you Manny?
Oh, she is.
No, I mean, I actually don't have it anymore.
Don't lie.
Girl, I don't. When I go to a new city, I will download it, though. When I go to a new town, I'm like, let me see what's going on here.
What are my options? She's
yeah, hungry. And in a new town, for sure, I will download it. But really? Then I'll just delete it by the time I get back. Because I just don't. It's whatever. But I'll keep, like, Tinder and Raya and like, things like that just for fun.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
I feel like this went by so fast. I do have a little game. Are you ready to play?
Oh, down.
It's a crazy game. I'm just kidding.
What game?
It's called Doing the Most.
Doing the Most, bitch.
Since we say doing the most, who do you think is doing the most?
What do you mean, doing the most?
Whatever you define the most as. Who do you
doing
think?
Doing the most.
Doing the most.
I always like doing the most in like a negative way is like what's
really?
In my head. Yes. People are like doing the most. Like, oh, she's doing the most.
Who?
I don't know who. I'm just saying like in like that.
That bitch. I'm just kidding.
Keep it in.
Your publicist is he's giving like, me the claps over there. I'm just
he kidding. Said,
No, we just bleep him out. Who's doing the most? Most in a good way.
In a good way. Doing the most in a good way.
Podcast.
Oh my gosh, I've never
you
even.
You could say yourself. Don't be shy.
I mean, I could. No, fine. I'll say myself.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I'm doing the most in a positive way.
Good.
Honestly, working on. Oh my God, I'm working on my holiday collection coming up next month.
Okay. What is it?
What is it?
I mean, you could talk about it if you want.
I don't know if I can.
Okay.
I don't want to yet.
Okay, that's fine.
It's going to be a surprise.
Okay,
I'll send it to you.
Did I make it on the PR list?
You did.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll stay tuned for that on your social media. What means the most to you?
What means most to me? I would say my family means most to me. I think that's kind of apparent with like everything I've said.
Favorite sibling.
I'm just kidding. They're going to be watching like...
You just put him on your channel.
I did. Like, was that crazy?
Yes.
Aaron on my channel?
Yes. I
oh my
died.
God, I died. I literally died. I mean, I paid for it, but
literally,
still.
Literally. I would never pay my little brother.
No,
were you the most messy?
Oh my goodness.
Give me a fun
Let's
one.
Go from 2000.
Let's go. You're the one who told me. Wait. No touch. No
Let's go from 2000 to 2000.
No, 2000 to 2020.
2020. It's been a really great time.
What year was Hillcrest?
Oh my God. I'm like this.
Your waiting days?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Probably like that was like when I was the most.
Something. No fair. I gave that one to you.
That was. See, that's the. Oh my gosh. I've talked about like little things that have happened.
Yes, your back rendezvous. In the
day. Yeah,
my
little
Hillcrest
back in the
waiting
day.
In the gay area.
See, but I wouldn't even say that's me being messy though, because like that was just like me experimenting when I was 21.
Okay.
First coming out.
Fair.
Of the closet. I was like, well, I don't like know what to do, so I need to like
everybody has
taste
those days.
The rainbow, really.
And she did. Are you still riding the rainbow? Like, are you still
reading
finding
rainbow.
Your pot of gold?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, we're here for it.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm sweating.
Last one. What is the most expensive thing you have?
My house.
Really?
I would say my house. What I live in right now.
Which one?
Of the three that I own, the one I live in now.
Bitch.
Yeah, no. That's like what I was like talking about earlier with you, like about investing. It's super, super important.
Mm-hmm. She's the businesswoman,
yeah.
Everybody.
I have two places in San Diego,
yeah,
which is really, really cool. Yeah. Like getting to like have my dad's like working on them right mm-hmm. now, which is really, really mm-hmm. fun. Like he gets to go during the weekend and work on them.
Mm-hmm. Which I want to catch up with them. And
yeah, right. My parents would be like, how are you guys doing?
That's crazy.
Another great.
Well, last but not least, can we officially say we are friends now?
Yes, we can. Friendly acquaintances.
Fucking bitch.
Yes, of course.
Last question. What is one strong piece of advice you would give to someone listening who completely feel lost in life?
Do you know what's so crazy? It's like that question reminds me of like when we would do panels back in the day and be like, find a friend. Do you remember that when we would do that? We would do panels like, I found this bitch and we're friends and like we got through hard times. I think that's really, really important.
That's literally still my answer to this day. It's not like the be yourself and like listen to your heart. It's like literally find a friend. Because I think the irony of social media, it's like we're alone. And,
totally.
And doing selfies hit with our thumb and like twiddling our thumbs and our fingers on social media. But
totally,
I think going through it, yeah.
I think you really need to have someone, like you need to have a strong corner. Mm-hmm. I think that's really, really important is like finding your tribe and making sure that you have people who like care for you. And even if it's not your family, like you'd have chosen family, you know, you get to choose the people you're around.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad we could reconnect after all these years.
Me too. Honestly, me too.
So crazy.
It's been a long couple of years, but it's like been really, really good. Like obviously the experiences like are who we are today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you and I thank you and everything that we've created together. It's just amazing to see like that we're still here.
I know, it's crazy.
We're still friends. And I honestly really appreciate you coming on here and just catching up. Like I had to give you an extra big hug at the beginning of this just because like it's just been so long.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And everything that's coming in your future, congratulations.
Oh, thank
you.
And you too. And obviously congratulations on One Size too. Like that's insane. Who would have thought that we us like little gay boys that couldn't even get like a brand's recognition can now have our own.
And we're here.
That's crazy.
Well, thank you so much to Manny MUA. Oh, you can follow him on all things Manny MUA, Lunar Beauty, and everything. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming. I say yes to the guests.
Yes.
Success to you in your future. I love you so much.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Say Yes to the Guest. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and follow at Say Yes to the Guest on all social platforms. Remember, you are successful. Now go out and be the bad bitch you truly are. Can't wait to chat with you next time. Bye.